We pray, dear Lord, that you will continue to be with him as he ministers in Myanmar. We pray, dear Father, that our brethren will be deeply encouraged through the word that he will bring to them. We pray also that you will grant him journey mercies and keep him safe, Lord. We pray, dear Father, that you also be with us as we take up once again your word. And we pray that you will specially bless this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this evening we are going to talk about what is it that stirs our heart? What is it that stirs our spirit? In the world, I think for the whole of Singapore, what Joseph Schooling has done for our nation, I think it stirs people to celebrate. It stirs all our ministers and our prime minister to have him at the parliament and have a very special standing ovation for him. And one of the commentators during his swim said that, wow, he has done something that no Singaporean has done, and now he will inspire the whole generation, the next generation that will come in terms of, you know, wanting to be sportsmen and wanting to win a goal. And so the world is inspired by things like that. And they have a lot of these comments about him in the internet. I was just reading some of them. Some of them are quite funny. There's one that says, "Schooling chong in swimming pool, Singaporeans chong to Singapore pools." Then there's another one. I thought this one was quite smart. "Once again, Singapore will be known for beating a Michael from the US." Beating a Michael. You know Michael Fay? Yeah, he was Kane. Okay, I thought this one was quite smart. Clever, very clever of this person. It was a girl. Okay, so people are inspired by things like that, or they are stirred by things like that. The latest game that a lot of people are playing is this Pokemon Go. Now, I always wonder why people run around in the middle of the night chasing after monsters. Then I realized that, you know, I was just reading an article that these monsters will come up, or rather, it will appear in the game at like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning, like in Aokang. And then the people will chase after it. Okay, and I saw a video at Aokang where I saw, you know, a lot of people just running after something, you know, an invisible monster. And so people can be stirred and inspired by things like that. Okay, now for us, of course, these things don't inspire us in the biblical sense. I think for us, we should see it from the scriptures, how it is the Spirit of God that will stir our spirit. How the Spirit of God, through the Word, will stir us to do His work. Okay, and this stirring, it is episodic. It is not something that will last. It is something that we must respond to. It is something that we must respond in obedience. We must respond by following through. Okay, and that's very important. The stirring is not going to last. It's not going to continue every day. The stirring of the Lord is something where it happens, maybe through a word, through an event, through something. And the Lord always has a specific thing for the person who is being stirred to do. And tonight we will study about how it is in the building of the tabernacle that the Lord has stirred both the people to give and the gifted artisans to serve. So the Lord will stir the people to give and to serve. Okay, these are the two things we want to consider this evening. Okay, let's turn to Exodus 35. And this was the word given by the Lord to Moses. And Moses remembered, and these were the things that he's going to tell the people. Now, in verse 4, and Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying." In verse 1, "These are the words which the Lord has commanded you to do." Okay? And here was the Lord commanding Moses, and now Moses telling the people, "This is what has been commanded by the Lord, and we are meant to rise up and to give an offering." Okay? And there was a long list, a whole list of things that was meant to be given to the Lord. In verse 10, we see a similar idea, but with reference to the gifted artisans. Now, in verse 10, "All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded." Again, we see the idea of what the Lord has commanded. In verse 29, "By the hand of Moses had commanded to be done." Okay, which the Lord by the hand of Moses had commanded to be done. And so what is it that will stir our spirit? It is always the Word of God. It is the Word of God when explained, when told to us, preached to us, that will stir the spirit. And here we see Moses telling the people of all the things that were meant to be made. In verse 10, verse 11, all the way to verse 19, we see all the things, many, many different things, all the details with reference to the building of the tabernacle and what are the things to be made. Okay? And so the gifted artisans are meant to rise up. Okay, firstly, they are meant to be artisans. Anybody can be an artisan. Right? Anybody can be a pianist. Anybody can play the piano. Well, maybe not everybody. I can't play the piano, but you know, anybody who's a non-believer can play the piano. Right? But here, it is more than just an artisan. It is a gifted artisan. So the first level is a person must have this talent. Okay, Liberace can play the piano very well. Richard Clayderman, okay, my time one. he can play the piano very well. But here, it is more than just being able to play the piano well. This person has to be spiritually gifted. Okay, and when we serve God, there must be spiritual giftedness. There must be this giftedness from the Lord to serve. And just because we are stirred does not mean that we can just serve. Okay? There must be this giftedness from the Lord. And so Moses was able to remember all the different details, many, many different details with reference to the tabernacle, with reference to the table, with reference to the incense altar, with reference to the altar of burnt offering, the hangings in the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, every detail he remembered. Okay, the garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, everything, every single thing, from the huge cloth that covers the tabernacle to the one peg, to every peg that needs to be there. Everything is supposed to be looked into. Okay? And so in verse 20, all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. Okay, and so the people's heart were willing. Before the heart can be stirred, the heart has to be willing. The heart has to be open. The heart has to be in tune with the Word of God. And then when the heart is willing and open, God can stir this heart. God can move this person to rise up. God can touch this person's heart and spirit to give. Can you see this? And here we see the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, doing this work. This work of stirring the heart and moving the spirit. Okay, and they responded straight away. They gave, and this was a wonderful response. Okay, it's a very rare time you see the people of Israel coming together to give, to do this work, to be obedient to the Lord. Okay, so it was the word from Moses that stirred them as they listened to Moses, as they look at all the various things that needs to be done. There was the word of the Lord, there was the work that was supposed to be done, and so the Lord stirred their hearts in a very definite way. And we can see the Spirit of God doing a work among the people of Israel. And that's a very special work. You know, we have watched how the people of Israel, most of the time they were complaining, most of the time they even want to worship idols not too long ago, right? But now you see them being stirred. You can see them almost like a spiritual revival kind of thing. Like, you know, it's almost like camp. You know, the heart is stirred. I mean, if you put it in our context, it will be family camp. It will be youth conference. I'm sure you all miss youth conference, right? Yeah, pray harder. AIA. Of course, this year, no youth conference. But family camp is going to come soon. But you know, it is where the Spirit of God will stir the person up. Stir his spirit. And here we see collectively the people whose heart was willing. Now, there's a difference now. There's a difference from this with the earlier part where they gave towards the making of this golden calf, right? They also gave. Can you see? They also gave in 32. Come, let us make gods that shall go before us, for this Moses, this man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off your golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. And so all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. So they gave. They also gave gold to Aaron to make this idol. Okay? But the big difference between this and the one in 35 is that it is now the Spirit of God stirring their hearts, stirring their spirit. Now what's the difference? There's a difference this time. What's the difference? And the difference is there's now a deep appreciation. One, that they are alive. Right? I mean, they have just seen, you know, judgment. Many of their friends dying. There was judgment. And these are the survivors. Okay, and there was this appreciation now. There was this willingness to give. Okay, and there was this appreciation of to be alive. To, you know, the mercies of the Lord, the graciousness of the Lord. I'm sure if you were there, and you've seen what happened to those who went against the Lord. Wow. You know, this was a special response of appreciation to the Lord. You look at the way they gave. They gave, they came both, verse 22, 35, they came both men and women. Now, this is the first time the man and woman is mentioned. Now, I checked the whole Bible before this. No mention of women, no mention of women doing anything. Except grumble. No. But here we see the women, men, specifically mentioned, men and women bringing, okay, as many as had a willing heart. okay? And brought earrings, nose rings, rings, necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord. Now, this was an offering to the Lord. You see, the focus is different. The focus now is the Lord. They were bringing a free will offering to God from a heart of appreciation, a willing heart. Okay, they brought a precious gift to the Lord. Can you see this? And this was an expression of their appreciation to God. Okay, it was the Lord that was stirring them. It was the Word of God that was stirring their hearts. It was the Spirit of God. And this was something that we can see. A willing heart, a willing spirit, stirred by the Lord, and they responded with obedience. Straight away, they brought. No hesitation. Can you see, when the Spirit of God stirs you, the best thing to do is don't wait. Respond. Respond straight away. And the best way to respond is to respond with obedience. And this was something that you see in both men and women. You know, men and women, they all respond to things differently. Right? It's very easy, not very easy for both men and women to respond in the same way, together, at the same time. Like what Pastor always say, a woman goes to the cupboard and looks at all the clothes that's there, you know, and wow, I have no clothes. You know, I have several cupboards in and it's quite true. You know, I have several cupboards in my house. My clothes, only one cupboard. Everything else is, wow, until got no space. and men, they wear 1, 2, 3 shirts. That's it. They will recycle again. Right, Albert? Yes. We recycle. Sorry?
Men need one cover, women need 4 covers.
Yeah. And, you know, we respond differently. Right? You see, it's a very special thing because everybody's responding in the same way. Can you see? They're responding with hearts of appreciation to God. And this is a very, very clear work of the Spirit of God in the hearts and the spirit of both the men and the women. See, both of them, both men and women, they all have a part to play in God's work. Not just the men, the women as well. Okay, the gifted artisans were not just the men, they were also the women as well. Can you see that? And they were also the rulers, the leaders. They also had a part. Everybody had a part to play. Everybody had a part to be involved in this work. Okay? And there was this eagerness, there was that readiness, there was that keenness to do this work. And they responded to the Word of God. And you know, it's wonderful to be able to see the Lord working in the hearts of people. When our hearts are hardened, when our hearts are closed, when our hearts are not willing, when our hearts are stubborn, the Spirit of God cannot work in our hearts. Okay? And that's something for us to consider this evening. What is the state of our hearts? If we want the Lord to stir us, then it really begins with the state of our heart. It really begins with the state of our spirit. What kind of spirit do we have? See, nobody forced them. This was not coerced. Right? Okay? It was a response. It was a response from the heart. And they came, both men and women, as many had a willing heart. Okay? In verse 23, and every man with whom was found blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, Red skins of rams, badger skins brought them. Wow, this man, they got all kinds of, you know, all these things. It's very interesting. They all had these things in the middle of the desert. Where did they find all these things? Right, in the middle of the desert. How come they had all these things? Sure, of course, most of them, you know, they got it from Egypt, but they kept these things. Right? And along the way, they gave it. Somehow, all the things that the Lord prescribed with reference to the building of the tabernacle included all these things. Badger skin, ram skin, they go in dye it to red color. During then also, they all look into all these different things. And you know, they all gave towards the building of the tabernacle. And then we see the women, gifted artisans. Again, the word gifted. Can you see? It's not just artisans. Gifted artisans. They spun yarn with their hands, brought what they had spun of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen. So they did their part too. Okay? They got together. Verse 26, and all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom. Again, we see the stirring of the Lord. But this time, it is the wisdom that is given to the heart. Okay? So on one hand, there is that stirring to respond to a need to give. And there's also the stirring with reference to wisdom. And this is more than just the mind, more than just knowledge. It is with reference to wisdom. And this is what the Spirit of God does. The Spirit of God will give the kind of wisdom to do this special work. Okay, so wisdom is never just a knowledge thing. It is also a thing of the heart. It is to be able to sense and to discern. It is able to know how to do practical things. Okay, some of these things, how did they know what to do? How to come up with all these different things? These things were all prescribed by God. They have never done these things before. Maybe some experience in Egypt. But these were the things that, you know, they needed wisdom, practical wisdom. And this came through the filling of the Spirit of God. See, when we have willing hearts, when we have willing minds, when we have willing spirits, when we are humble before the Lord will stir us in a very special way. He will move us. He will touch our lives and cause us to respond in a definite way. And that's something for us to consider. I was just reading a story of this man by the name of R.G. Latournier, okay, and he is a famous industrialist in America, and he always gives 90% of his income to God. Okay, and someone was asking him, why do you give 90% of all your income? I mean, he has a company that looks into trucks, huge equipment. And it's a multi-million dollar company. And so he was explaining one day why he would do that. He was about 30 years old, and he wasn't really walking with the Lord. Then his sister, who was a missionary, came one day to him and scolded him. Asked him, you see, thank God for sisters. You know, and scolded him and told him, you know, you should take your faith seriously. And so chastened by the sister, he went to church. Then there was this pastor who was preaching. And one day he listened to the pastor preach. And he went to ask the pastor, you know, my sister asked me to serve God, to take my faith seriously. In his mind, taking faith seriously means to become a preacher, to become an evangelist, to give your life full time. Then the pastor said, no. that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that everybody has to be a pastor. You know, but you can be a Christian businessman and you can be his businessman. And he was very struck by that. And from that day onwards, he told the pastor, I will be God's businessman. And he developed his business. During World War II, most of his equipment was supplied into the to fight in the war. And he earned lots of money. And he decided he was going to give 90% of his income to the Lord. And he was deeply moved. He was deeply moved by that word given by that pastor one day. And I think that's something for us to think about. You see, when we are stirred by the Spirit of God, when our hearts are stirred, our spirits are stirred, you see, the stirring is not going to last. It's not. It's an episodic thing. What's more important is your response. Is whether you will follow through. And RG followed through. Can you see this? He gave. He gave towards the Lord. I really appreciated what Pastor was saying yesterday about this person who gave 100,000 towards the Lord's work. Now, I can't give 100,000. Maybe the next 20 years, I give every month. Okay, maybe I can give 100,000 one day. But you know, to me, that was inspiring. You know, it's to be able to give towards the Lord's work. And obviously, that was a work of the Spirit of God in this person's life. Can you see this? Okay, do you have any questions you wanna raise up? Yeah, reach in. Sure.
First, they have already a basic ability, and then through that, the Lord gives them the spiritual giftedness to work whatever they
sure.
Correct, right?
Yep.
So, after this work of constructing the tabernacle is done, what happens to the gift? Is it gone or?
You see, in this case, it was meant for this, for a specific time, for this specific work. Right? They took so many years to develop it. Of course, along the way, they need to maintain the different things. Maybe something broken along the way, they have to do it again. But it was meant for a specific time, for a specific place, to build the things of the tabernacle. Right? Okay, give you an example in our case. Edlin is helping us to look after the architectural aspect of the ANA. Right? It took her many years to develop that. And now she's been on hand together with George to look after all the different details. Now it's taken her many years to come to that stage. Right? You look at Auntie Sally in terms of her cooking skills. Banan, there's nobody else that come close in the way she's able to cook food. Right? I mean, I have no basic idea of how to cook rice or anything. So obviously there's no giftedness. I can only eat. I can discern how to eat the food. I can tell you what is fresh and what's not fresh, whether this is good or not good. Okay, but I have no idea how to cook. Maybe Albert can cook better, right? So you develop the basic skills. And then comes that giftedness. The giftedness to be able to see things. Sure, this was meant for such a time as this. Okay? Whether they will be used later on, there'll be this person by the name of Bezalel. We don't hear of him later on. That's it. We will hear the next few chapters until the end of Exodus, and we don't hear about him ever again. Okay? But they were meant to do this for such a time as this. And you know, that's how God uses us. Perhaps God does a work in our life. He gives us this particular talent or gift. And for such a time as this, maybe one moment in time, We will be specially used by God to do a work. After NEA, when will next time will we have a building project? I don't know. Maybe Bethany 5? Most probably not here. I think we have built enough in terms of this place already. We don't know. So it's meant for a particular time, a particular place. It was meant to do this work. Can you see this? And so they rose up. They rose up and they did this work. Okay? Whether he will carry on in terms of following the Lord, knowing the Lord, that's his responsibility. Can you see that? Of course, the skills will still be with him. Can you see that? Does that answer your first question? Right?
And the second one is with reference to the people being willing to give this scale and magnitude.
Yeah.
So can we accurately say that for those number of years, because of the state of their heart, they were all holding on, and this time around it's like a willingness to just let go.
Well, I mean, at this point of time, Moses had not asked the people to give yet, right? So they all had all these things. They carried with them. Maybe they were thinking, okay, I'll bring to the promised land. I can use this badger skin to decorate my house. I can bring this gold, earrings, nose ring, whatever rings, right? And they will bring to the promised land. Correct? But now, it's time to give. How much of what they had and the way they gave, next week we will see. They gave far more than that was needed. Over and above what was required of them. And this was an overwhelming response. So you can see the heart. You can see the state and the spirit of these people in terms of the way they gave. They gave sacrificially. They gave willingly. They gave in obedience. They gave with a tremendous sense of appreciation for the Lord. And that's how we should give. You know, every time I look forward to anniversary or Christmas or Easter, it's a time to give. It's a time to say, well, this is for you, Lord. And I will give. Every month, I give. It's my joy. Do you catch what I'm trying to say? You know, it's very important. You see, if the heart is willing, God can do anything in the person's life. Right? But, you see, the problem is they didn't continue, you see. Later on, the sons of Korah, they will rise up, they had problems, and problems after problems. So this was an episodic thing. Later on, you know, when you read in Numbers, they had problems after problems after problems. So they can have a willing heart now, but it doesn't mean that it will continue. Can you see this? Which happens, you see, to us too. We can respond while in appreciation. We go through a near-death experience. Hui Cheng was on a plane, do you all know? Yeah, she was on a plane where, you know, the SIA plane caught fire. And she SMS'd me when she came down. She said, I was in the, you know, I found out, wow, you know, SIA plane caught fire. Then Hui Cheng sent a SMS saying, I was there in the plane. I almost died. Wow, thank God. And she was so thankful. You know, you go through a near-death experience. Actually, today, they still don't fully know what happened. Okay, now they are doing the BOI and inquiry. Everybody's giving their own, you know, interpretation of what happened. But my sense of it is nobody really knows what happened. And the plane can explode. You could have died. She could have died. And you know, there comes a deep sense of appreciation. Can you see this? Okay, and there should be that response. But the response, the stirring of the heart, will not last. It's your response. Your response your decision, your willingness to say, okay, you know, this is what I want to do. I will follow through with this. People who have followed through with this, Paul. Paul said, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision. Wow. One time the Lord spoke to his heart and he followed through with that. Peter. Wow. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. That deeply impacted his heart. Can you see that? So we can. The heart can be stirred. The heart can be challenged. The heart can be deeply moved. And we can follow through. Can you see this? Okay? Okay, any other questions? Anybody want to raise up? Okay, and this is something for us to, you know, to think further about. Yes, we may understand, you know, the heart is stirred, the spirit can be stirred. And the real challenge is how do we respond? Do we respond with obedience? Do we respond by following through? Okay, and you can see the people. They brought stones, all the women stirred with the spirit. The rulers brought onyx stones, stones that be set in the ephod, the breastplate, spices, oil, light, and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. And the children of Israel brought a free will offering. That's really special. They brought a free will offering to the Lord. So the focus is the Lord. And that's special because the people of Israel did not have this focus. But now, as the Spirit is stirred, their focus is on the Lord. All the men and women, once again, mentioned men and women, whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. And Moses is still going to be the man who's going to supervise everything. Okay? He's the person who's looking out for everything. And Moses said to the children of Israel, see, behold, the Lord has called by name, okay, Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur. You know it's Hur? Hur is the man who helped Moses hold, hold his hand when Joshua and the armies were fighting against the enemies, right? And Hur is one of those who helped hold his hand, okay? And this is another one of those mentions of Hur. You know her? Okay, and here is her. Okay, son of her, tribe of Judah. And he was filled, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, excuse me, and all manner of workmanship to design artistic works to fill. To work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. Wow. I'm sure the wife is very happy with him. Well, every day carve jewelry for her. For And here we see. Okay, two men. Another man is Aholiab, okay, in verse 34. Two men, specially filled by the Spirit of God to do a very, very special work. Okay, they were filled with wisdom. They were filled with understanding. They were filled with knowledge. They were filled with all manner of workmanship. And they were specially given this gift. He has put in his heart the ability to teach. Now that is truly outstanding. See, there are people who can be, you know, they have PhD, they have all kinds of degrees, but it doesn't mean they can teach. Some of the students in university tell, from time to time, they tell me, I have this this lecturer who is a PhD from somewhere, but the person cannot teach at all. Okay, and here we see these two men being able to have the ability to teach. Now, this idea of ability to teach is like someone teaching a person how to shoot an arrow. You know, it's like archery. I recently at this Olympics games, you know, I saw this two people competing with each other. So once they have the same score, so left these two persons, and they fight it out. Okay, and they will shoot three or four shots. Whoever has the most points win. Okay, wow, and you see these two, one from Korea, I think, and from another place, and wow, the kind of concentration, amazing. How many years they have taken to master that? And then in the trap shooting, you know, trap shooting when the thing, and then they fire. It was very interesting. There was this person, I think from Pakistan or from, he was an independent participant. He didn't represent any country. So when his name came up, he's under IOC, International Olympic Council. Very interesting. He doesn't represent any country. Wow, but his trap shooting is fantastic. And finally, he won. Okay, he won. He won gold. No country celebrated, but he still won gold for that. Very interesting. And it's the idea of ability to teach is being able to hone one's skill. It's being able to know how to help this person. These were gifted artisans, really. They had some gift in terms of being able to, I mean, they had this spiritual gift to be able to work with material. But it takes these two men to be able to bring everything together. To be able to help them, okay, this is precisely how it is done. And I'm sure when you teach right? When you teach them, okay, this is precisely how it's done. They have some understanding about surgery or no understanding of surgery. No understanding of surgery. Start from scratch. This is a knife. This is the fork. make sure you cut in proper pieces. we start from scratch. Well, this one didn't have to start from scratch. You know, he was going to try to help them to hone their skills. Can you see that? Not everyone will have this. This is the filling of the Spirit of God. Okay? This is the filling of the Spirit of God. And this is the gift of teaching. Not everybody can teach. Not everybody is able to help someone to go on to another level of faith, another level of skill. Not everyone is able to do that. And it takes a special ability to train a person. You know, this Michael Phelps, Joseph Schooling. He was trained by this former U.S. Swim team coach, 2004 national team. And his name is Reese. And I think he has taught Joseph Schooling how to pool in the water. Because consistently I hear all the commentators when they speak about Joseph Schooling, his best thing is one, the way he starts and the way he pulls. There's a lot of strength in the way he pulls. And he has been trained well. Okay? Michael Phelps he starts slow and then he will speed up. Like Usain Bolt. Similar style. They start very slow, but they catch up. The engine start up slowly and then wow. Once they are warm up and they go, that's it. You can't stop them. And so the coach knows how to bring the best out of the swimmer or the athlete. And here is Bezalel, the son of Uri, being able to teach. Okay, Aholeb, same. He has filled them with skill. They were very skillful. Skillful to do all manner of work, okay, of the engraver and the designer and tapestry maker in purple, blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine linen of the weaver. Wow, that is amazing. One man who is able to do all these things is a very amazing thing. He is able to be, look, in verse 32, to design artistic works, to work in gold, silver, and bronze. Very few people are able to master all three types of material. Very few. Most of the time, they only master one. So it takes a very special person to be able to master gold, silver, bronze, cutting, jewelry setting, to be a goldsmith. Okay, you know goldsmith, actually, when you go to a goldsmith shop, actually, the person who is selling things is not it's called a goldsmith. Okay? The person who is doing cutting the thing, and that is a goldsmith. And so, he knows how to, he's a goldsmith. He's, he cuts jewels. He's a carpenter. Deals with his engraver. He's a designer. All into one. Amazing. Truly amazing. This is nothing less than the Spirit of God filling a person's life. Can you see? It's a big difference. It's a big difference from the gifted artisans. Okay? It's a big difference from just being stirred. Okay? There is a big difference. Here we see it is the filling of the Spirit of God. Okay? Any questions anybody want to raise up? Okay, and this is something for us to consider. There's tremendous depth, there's ability to teach. These people were people whom God had specially chosen, specially called to do this work. Okay? And there was this anointing of the Spirit of God. They were filled and they were specially anointed. They were specially anointed by the Lord. They had wisdom and understanding from the Spirit of God. They had knowledge from the Lord to do all manner of craftsmanship. You know, craftsmanship is amazing. You know, to be able to do this is, wow, it's truly amazing. Just to master one thing is already so hard. And yet, this person has mastery of at least 6-7 different trades. To be a master of one trade takes many years. This person is a master of many trades. Can you see that? Truly, this is a jack of all trades. A master of all. Master of none. But this is a master of all. He's a jack of all trades, master of all. Oh. Me, jack of all trades, master of none. okay. okay. Anything you wanna to raise up concerning this? Okay. And so this evening we want to consider one, the stirring of the Spirit. The Lord's Spirit stirring our hearts. Okay. It is episodic. It is something that we want to respond to. With reference to giving. To give willingly, to give sacrificially, to give from the heart that is moved by the Spirit. Okay? So the heart is also stirred to serve. To serve with giftedness. To serve with wisdom. To serve with the Lord in mind. fanning one's gift to full flame, to serve in a way that will bring honor and glory to the Lord. Okay, to serve with a humility to keep learning. And there's so much to learn. When I was preparing this, you know, the ability to teach, I'm reminded of Pastor. His ability to teach is amazing. You know, he can teach at so many different levels. And I'm always deeply challenged, stirred, inspired by the way he is able to teach. And you can see, it's very obvious, it is the filling of the Spirit of God in his life. And, you know, there is that anointing of the Spirit with reference to special servants. And so the challenge is to dedicate our gifts to the Lord. It is to sharpen our gifts for the Lord. It is to be able to be, to respond to the Lord in definite ways. And to be filled with the Spirit. Okay? Any questions? If not, let me ask you a question. What's the difference between stirring of the Spirit and filling of the Spirit? What's the difference? Okay? The difference is that stirring is a commencing work. Okay? It is a commencing work. It is one that includes a response. That is the stirring of the Spirit. Okay, filling is actually a different work. It is a deeper work. It is a work where it will continue at different levels. In Exodus 31, we read a very similar idea where God says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge. Very similar. All the different things. To design artistic works, to work in cutting jewels, very similar to what I've just read. Okay? And I pointed them. But you know, there's a difference in chapter 35. And the difference is the ability to teach. It's not mentioned in 31, but now it's mentioned in 35. So 31, there's that filling. Here we see the filling. So there's a continuing filling of the Spirit of God that causes us to go from one level to another level. And there is that empowering of the Spirit of God in one's life. Stirring is response. Filling is empowering. It is the Spirit of God empowering a person to do a definite work. Can you see that? Filling, it is a continuing thing. Okay, filling is also episodic. It's not going to last. But it will keep coming back again and again and again. Can you see that? Okay. And that's something for us to consider, to think, to... okay, another passage we want to turn to, just to look at this idea of stirring. Turn with me to... Ezra chapter 1. Okay, in Ezra chapter 1, and we see the Lord stirring the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. In verse 1, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. In verse 5, then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all whose spirits God had moved. Same idea, stirring. God has moved them. Can you see that? Okay, God has moved their spirits, their hearts, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord, which in Jerusalem. So, very similar. It is to rise up to do something. It is to respond to a calling to do something. Verse 6, and all those who were around them encouraged them with articles of silver, gold, with goods and livestock, with precious things beside all that was willingly offered. Very similar idea. And this was meant for them to rise up, to go and rebuild the house of the Lord. Okay? But of course, along the way, they responded. But along the way, the work stopped. Okay? And they needed a second stirring of the Spirit. And sometimes that's what we need. We need a second stirring. And that's what family camp is. Family camp is a time where our hearts can be stirred every year. And so we can carry on doing that work. Now, it doesn't have to be just family camp. It can be any time. It can be a Sunday message. Any message. It can be you reading the Word of God, and God can stir your heart and your spirit in a very special way. And you can respond straight away. As long as you have a willing heart. As long as you have a willing spirit. As long as your heart is open to the Lord and you're willing to listen, God can stir our spirit. Okay? And let's turn to one last one. And let's turn to 2 Timothy. Verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of your hands. Stir up. To fan, to flame, to bring it to its fullness. To develop it. Elizabeth, you play the piano, stir up your gift. Fan it to full flame. Develop it further. Each one of us, we all have our different gifts. Develop it. Develop it till it is where God wants it to be. Okay? This is just a... it's different, okay? This stirring up and earlier part. This is more, you know, you cultivating your gift to the Lord. Okay? Whatever gift God has given to you. Okay, any questions? Anybody? Well, may our hearts be challenged to respond. Let's learn to give. You know, anniversary time, I think it's a good time to think about, you know, responding to the Lord. Let's look back. Let's look back at, you know, how the Lord has been merciful to us. Let's look back on, you know, appreciating our salvation, that our names are written in heaven, that our names are registered in heaven. You know, and just be thankful for that. Okay, well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this evening we want to pray and thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for the many things that you have done for us. Most of all, we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And cleansing us. And we pray that we will always be grateful, Lord, for your forgiveness, for the salvation that you've given to us, and the blessings. We pray, dear Lord, that we can, that our spirits can be stirred, our hearts can respond with thanksgiving and with deep appreciation. And we pray that you will stir us, Lord, to do your will, Lord. We pray, dear Father, that you will also help us to develop our gifts, stir them with wisdom, and may we be able to use it for your work. And we pray that we can be filled with your Spirit, Lord, that we can do your work. So bless us as we leave here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.